Chazal tell us, Chassidim Arishoinim, Hayushoim Shoachas, Umispalalim Shoachas, Vechoizrim Veshoim Shoachas. This is the way we say the Ratfila Bechassidim Arishoinim, Gemara in Brachos. Shoim Shoachas, Umispalalim Shoachas, Vechoizrim Veshoim Shoachas. And the Gemara asks as a kasha. So make kumta is the cheshbon, zog the Gemara. 9 hours a day they davened. For the Gemara, terosom heichom nasis umelachtom heichom mishtameres, two different girsos. There's no time to learn. There's no time. 9 hours a day. But it's to learn 11 hours a day. It's not enough. Yeah, 9 hours of davening. When they'll become tamid chachomim? And the Gemara answers, "Mitech shechsidim hem." Tegroso miskayemes umelachto mishtameres. And the shaila is, what the chassidim arishonim did an hour, shoyim shorachas, sat there for an hour doing nothing. They davened an hour, then again they sat there for an hour, and then again before mincha they sat there for an hour. They davened for an hour, and you have to understand the proportion. I understand the ichudim. Maybe I know 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I know what to do before davening. I could tell tzachzu what the chassidim thought about. Yeah, but you have to understand the amount of the time that took them to daven was an hour. Yeah, chicken langish mones, an hour they packed in the ganze zach. Yeah, and even so, in proportion, if the davening was 1 hour doing nothing before, and 1 hour doing nothing after it. Maybe you say mechsinim rishonim. You know, they daven for hours, and you know before davening was epes machshavas. After davening was epes machshavas. Icha, it's a mahalach from mechsinim rishonim. But we see from mechsinim rishonim that in their tefillas, the amount of shoyim was more from the whole davening. So vaystois shtei da greisa soid and seder atfilah. And it's better to two soidas, it's two that we'll speak about, and the shoyim shorachas umispalalim. The aside of tefillah, one of the biggest aside of tefillah, that's what I want to speak about today, and also to come lemaisa sheboy. The aside of tefillah is to turn over to the Ribbono shel Olam and to believe that Boira Olam does everything. The Gemara says about Metzia, the Gemara brings down that Rebbe Gozar Ta'anise. Rebbe made a tainis. I think it sounds a pearly, I think the Gemara is. Rebbe made a tainis. And he asked, there was no rain. So the Yohanovi told him, if Reb Chiya and Bonov go down to Davin, it will work. So Rebbe Gozar Ta'anise, everyone has to come, and Rebbe said, Reb Chiya and Bonov, you go over to the Tzibu, the Shliach Tzibu. Moses, they started to daven. Omru mashi v'ruach. Ose zike, started who? Moirid ha-geshem, ose mitre. Ki bo'u le-meimah, mechai ha-meisim, omru mi gila roze. Everyone is there, it's up here, be-bonov. Eliyahu, the Gemara says, they hit Eliyahu, be-shishe pulmese, de-nure, 60, we don't understand what it means. And so the Gemara says that Yo dressed up like a bear from fire, and he ran into the crowd, and everyone ran away, and like this the tefillah stopped. Because if they were saying Mechai Meisi, Mashiach would come. This Gemara is a modern zach. You know, in cheder, in school, they have the yeah. So people think that you say Mashiach v'ruach omer geshem, the rain comes. Yeah, we know the Saint Talumato, the rain comes. Yeah, when it's raining, at no point to yell Mashiach v'ruach omer geshem. If you want rain, you say the Saint Talumato. They said, Mashi v'ruach umayir ha-geshem, it started to rain. Mashi v'ruach umayir ha-geshem. They said, tell them what I hear, it will rain. So Reb Chatzke Levenstein explained that the Be'etzem, the Iker Yesod of Tefillah is to believe in Boira Olam. When you believe in Boira Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everything. He doesn't need you really to ask him. If you believe that he's the Manik, and he's the Noisen, he gives. The way that people shtel tzu to the Ribbono shel Olam is when you shtel and you ask for him, this is the way you feel that he's the manig of the bira. The horaya, you turn over to her and you ask him. Rabchir and Bonov, that were in a higher madrege, when they came to the Akorim, Mashiv Ruach Umeir in Hageshem, was such a Korin, Boira Oilom, that is Mashiv Ruach Umeir in Hageshem. So rain came down, rain fell down. If they would say Mechaya Amesim in the Maimid of Tefillah, see what it means? So the Mason will have to wake up. So they had to stop it. This is Be'etzim, the Yesod of Tefillah. A big Yesod of Tefillah is Hakoren Boira Oilom. Avad, the way by us is Hakoren Boira Oilom is when we shtel tzutzu Boira Oilom. We go, we ask, we beg. This is the way we shtel tzutzu Boira Oilom. This is the Hakoren Boira Oilom. The shtel tzutzu in Boira Oilom, this is the Hakoren Boira Oilom. The Chassidim HaRishonim, before they started to daven, they standed for an hour, and they were makir that the Ribbono Shel Olam fears the world, that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, that everything is from Boira Olam. Chayav Salvobe Shelo Yeulenu Velo Yezikenu Echod Me'an Nivroim Zulosi Abayre Yizborach. Everything is Boira Olam. If Hashem wants to be good for me, and if Hashem doesn't want, will not be good to me. Everything is Boira Olam. Everything is Boira Olam. When a person is makir that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and a person cannot do a step without Boira Olam, a person cannot do a step without Boira Olam. So when a person feels like that, that he cannot do a step without the Boira Olam, and then he davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the tefillah ha'ot ha'andere mashmoes. The hainu. The big koyach of tefillah is Reb Chiya Vebonov. Our masbirt, you know, but of a poshut, to make karav to the seichel. If a person works on himself to be Reb Chiya Vebonov, so when he says, Mashiv Ruach Umeir Hageshem, it rains. He doesn't have to scream, Mashiv Ruach Umeir Hageshem 100 times. He works on himself and learns sugis, and he becomes Reb Chiya Vebonov, and he says, Mashiv Ruach Umeir Hageshem. The higher madrege that you makir in Boir Oilom, the higher madrege that you makir in Boir Oilom, you tefillas tuif. Every bacher has to know, he has the potential that when he davens, it will happen. He will have a koyach tefillah. Every person has this potential to have the koyach tefillah. There's not one person that doesn't have this koyach. But I go to the losha below. Person davens, and duch davening, he's thinking, you know, how he will organize it. Daven to Hashem, and, you know, where he's going to eat Shabbos, how to take care of it, you know, just in case. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, but just in case he can't work it out, he's ready. You're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lom and Zogun, you have to do ishtatlus later. Oh, but now you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, could do everything. But what I could do, I can't take away my machshavas. I'm not telling you, if you tell me you have bad machshavas during davening, I don't mind. There's a different shmuz. But if a person during davening has a plan how he will organize something, so it means he doesn't believe in Boira Olam. At least when he's talking, he doesn't believe in Boira Olam. For you know, Hashem in the Ofer, the Melech HaDaktri is going to go to, yeah, help me with this and that, you know, but just the dining room, that the food will not be, you know, someone will not chop my food. It's not Boira Olam. I'm not saying that we're holding in a madrege not to do ishtadlus. But the avodah of tefillah is to believe. So the first chaylik, if the avodah of every person, this one will take on for this week, the first chaylik is shoyim shoach asu mispalalim, not asking you for an hour. Try for 2 minutes. Doesn't make a difference if you came late. Ma'ariv, mincha, I don't know. Shachis, if you came late, you stop for 2 minutes. You sit to yourself, you're going to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Lamaisa, with this tefillah, everything could happen. Everything could happen. Everything. Ribbono Shel Olam could give me a shefa and everything. He could mamish give me a shefa and everything. Atzlochen chavrusas, atzlochen learning, atzlochen everything, shiduchim, mishpochek, everything. You could just ask. For 2 minutes before davening. The Chassidim HaRishonim, what do you say? You say, what takes an hour to think? They lived in a madrege of Boira Oilam. Sforim state that the hour after it was to go back to Oilam HaMaisa. They were so mufshit after davening, they couldn't do ishtadlis. Shim Bar Yochai state when he went out the Me'oro, when he saw people that are flowing the Chayresh Bezerea, he burned. It's the Boira Oilam. I mean, Hashem has to take out the food. Well, you try to help him. We're not holding that madrege. But they managed to lift themselves up and they would have to go down. This was the hour after it. We're not holding there. The vow, you could go on after davening. Yeah? I don't think the vow we're holding and burning the matzav around us. But it has to be sometimes that after tefillah you'll feel everything is so good. I don't have to worry anymore. Rashi says in Brochus, you will be disappointed. Because you have to understand, if Hashem will give a little bachur, 20 years old, that, you know, heard one, two, vitamin tefillah, and he will say, the truth is, if you will die in Shtag, on the spot you will see it happens. It's baduk u'menusa. Like, it's baduk u'menusa. You really daven, he listens me out. But if Hashem will help you, it's like, hey, not really daven, almost daven. So Hashem almost helped me, yeah? Tomorrow, all of you will be davening. So, nishkin chochme. Nishkin chochme. Avoida satfilo, eze avoida shibelev, so avoida satfilo. Ule ovdei bechol levavchem. What is le ovdei bechol levavchem? Why is there a shayla? I'm sure everyone had this kasha. Le ovdei bechol levavchem, avoida shibelev, so utfilo. What shaykh davesh, le zetfilo. What is the avodah shebelev? Okay, to mechaven. It's very hard to remember to mechaven every shem. I hear it's the avodah shebelev. Why feel the avodah shebelev? To pray. Well, what is the avodah shebelev? The avodah is ich bin eved Hashem. He runs the world. It's higher madrigas. Vil Yerushalayim nirchot the daven and the chum. It's ain't safe. But you know, tafastam rubalei tafastam. But it goes on everything. Hashem wants that 3 times a day we'll say V'li Yerushalayim Mircho. We went to one of the G'dolim, I think it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, one of the G'dolei Yisrael. People were going to the Kaisel, you know, how they couldn't go to the Kaisel, you know, till Mamish was Sakonas Nefoshes. So oh, I go to the Kaisel, what the Davin? He said, take the Shmoneser from Anshe Zeres Gdolo and say it, it'll be the best for Klal Yisrael. The guy started to put on a Kapilim, Chayv, Chof, Tav, Shai, I'm not Mizalzen all these Achen, yeah? People say the tefillahs of the animals, all different zachen, yeah? Say the tefillahs of Klal, if you even mention Nishim animals. Go to the Kaisel and say Shmon Esre. Knesset HaGdoilo, you know, Shtelzach Tzudik, all of the Mekubolim sit together, and they write as a klittel, if you say it, it works. Because it mamish works with the Shemis, with the Galgalim. This is what Anshe Knesset HaGdoilo did in Shmon Esre. We don't understand. It's packed. But we have to dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Shoyim Shorachas Umispalalim. And I want to tell you, it doesn't appear to say Echkenisht. You don't do it now, I'm telling you, you will not do it when you're 40, you will not do it when you're 16, you will not do it when you're 120. But if you start to do it, you don't know what. First, even Metzias. You dive and it happens. Someone came over to me, he was not feeling good, he has a problem, illness. So he came to me in the morning. So I told him, we were speaking in the afternoon. He says, but I'm suffering. So the guy said, I heard about the first time. Mincha, I have a meeting with someone, a very big professor. I think I'll have an eitzah for you. He was so relaxed. He asked, he just wants to call his parents and tell him the name. He said, he's called Boira Oilam. I'm glad, I know I'm down in Mincha. I'll ask, maybe, you know, I never down for you. Everyone else down for you. Maybe my tefillah will change. He looked at me like I fell from the sky. I told him, when you come to my house, don't touch my wine. He said, because. But you don't believe there's a tzadah or da'am milch and you'll be okay? So why are you davening to him? I know, Avram told Terach, if you daven to the Getchke, it doesn't help. I'm asking. I think if daven to Hashem, there's a chance that it helps. At least a chance. He didn't have a tzad. If I'm going to speak to a doctor, there's a tzad that he will feel better. If I'm going to speak to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he doesn't have a tzad that I feel better. Is not that. We have to live like that. It doesn't help. Chassidim HaRishonim, every day, every davening, an hour worked on it. Spoke once, it's not now the time. Hashem made that these things It's long shmuz, it's not the time not to go into it. This is what Rabbi Yisrael explains in learning the Musa. Hashem made that even though what I'm telling you is aleph is, and not one person in this room that doesn't believe in Bara Olam. Not even one person. Hopefully. Yeah? And even so, he doesn't feel it. So Rabbi Yisrael, Hashem made Ira Shamayim that you don't feel it. I said, Lu Yitzuya is the chance that the doctor Chveis in Singapore there is a doctor. People fly all day. Maybe that doctor that gives you Chveis natural things will take away your machla. Yeah? You take the chance. Maybe Hashem will listen. He doesn't take the chance. Yeah, he calls a couple of yeshivas to daven for someone sick. Yes, that's yeah. He makes a couple of phone calls. It's in the office. Calls the whole world to daven. Yeah, that's the Alek Deir. He himself doesn't turn over to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because Hashem, you don't believe that Hashem for sure will help, but there's a chance. More chances from Safek Mekubo, yeah? So why you don't turn to the Rebbeinu Shalom? The Teretz is, Hashem made Yira Shomayim a thing that when you don't work, you don't have it. But when you work, it's not a godless. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mo Hashem Shem Chakim Leiro. Sigonish. Sigonish. It's Kirt Mashach. You have to have shoyim shorachas in Yisraelim. This will be first the first avodah before davening, to stop yourself for 2 minutes. The ma'aseh, my tefillah could change. I could be not a balkisha before ma'ariv. I could become a balkisha. It takes him a second. He could. He just decides I'm a balkisha. How much tefillah is you daven to have a memory? I had a friend in Panovich. He didn't have a good memory. He had a very schwache memory. I remember he never took a faher when he was a kid. I know when he was born in Panovich, he fasted over 200 times, and he will have a memory. He finished Panovich, he had the best memory. It's a mitzvah. You daven, he could give. A person has to believe. The eighth is Shoyim Shoachas. This is the first chelik. There's another chelik, I'll have to be mekatzer because I have a piece of shibud that I have to finish early. But there's another part of Oymed Lifnei Hashem. That the tzura of tefillah has to be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. And that also, you can't just come in. You have to work with this. We'll speak about a different time, next time maybe. And Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. But the first part is Shoyim Shoachas Umispalalim. Come to tefillah, believe that the Rebbeinu Shalom could change. 2 minutes. Take one tefillah that you decided you're doing it, doesn't make a difference. Stop, I'm davening, it's mamish a chance. Some people do it at the beginning of davening, some people do it 2 minutes before Shmoneh Esreh. I think it's more lemaisedik to do it before Shmoneh Esreh. Because those are parts of tefillah, it's very hard to relate how the Pesukei Dezimah may cut off the Aritzim. It's much more harder to go to the Nekudas. But before Shmoneh Esreh, a person could shtel to it. And that is Hashem, we'll be mamshim, see you at the Shmoneh Esreh.